From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Jordan continues talking tough following a pilot's execution at the hands of Islamic State. Jordan's King Abdullah Wednesday reaffirmed his intention to take tough action against Islamic State militants following the group's gruesome execution of a Jordanian pilot. An online video Tuesday showed the pilot burned alive in a cage after his capture during a mission over Syria. The murder prompted Jordanian authorities to execute two Iraqi militants on death row. Concern over the pilot's fate led the United Arab Emirates to suspend its participation in the U.S.-led coalition air campaign against Islamic State. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Wednesday said the UAE can still contribute in other ways.
Whether it's providing humanitarian assistance to those who've been displaced by ISIL's violence, or helping us in the fight against foreign fighters, or working to try to counter the messaging from ISIL that it attempts to radicalize people all across the globe, but there's still and continues to be an important role for the United Arab Emirates to play in this broad international coalition.
Unnamed U.S. officials said the UAE suspended the airstrike shortly after the Jordanian pilot's disappearance. The number of reported Ebola cases has gone up for the first time this year in the three hardest-hit West African countries. The World Health Organization says 124 new cases were reported in the week ending February 1st in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. The WHO said there is an urgent need to end the resurgent outbreak before the wet season begins and access to remote areas becomes more difficult. Since the beginning of the Ebola outbreak nearly a year ago, there have been almost 22,500 reported cases in all three countries, nearly 9,000 deaths. Meanwhile, Sierra Leone has announced it will reopen schools March 30th after a seven-month shutdown to curb Ebola. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets in Kiev Thursday with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko, who's making a fresh appeal for Western weapons to help fight pro-Russian rebels. The Obama administration has so far provided only non-lethal aid to the military. U.S. Defense Secretary-designate Ashton Carter told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday he would prefer supplying lethal aid to Ukraine.
I very much incline in that direction, Mr. Chairman, because I think we need to support the Ukrainians in defending themselves. The nature of those arms, I can't say right now because I don't have conferred with our military leaders or Ukrainian leaders, but I incline in the direction of providing them with arms, including to get to what I'm sure your question is, lethal arms.
France and Germany oppose such aid. Carter said the economic and political pressure being placed on Moscow should remain the centerpiece of Western efforts to stop Kremlin aid to rebel forces. Two other U.S. officials will be in Europe this week. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden joins the German chancellor for talks with Ukrainian leader on the sidelines of a security meeting in Munich. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel confers with NATO leaders in Brussels. Greece's new prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, said Wednesday he is optimistic his country can convince its international lenders to ease the terms on Athens' massive bailouts. Mr. Tsipras says his government has a program that is realistic and does not pose a threat to Europe. He says his government wants dialogue to reach a four-year reform plan to boost the struggling Greek economy. The new Greek leader said his country respects EU financial rules but believes the tough austerity measures demanded by the country's creditors in exchange for nearly $300 billion in loans need to be changed. An Egyptian court sentenced 230 activists, including top liberal campaigner Ahmed Doumit, to life in prison Wednesday for taking part in deadly clashes during the country's 2011 uprising against ousted President Hosni Mubarak. The case is connected to clashes between protesters and security forces in Cairo's Tahrir Square in December 2011, that left more than 40 dead. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says DNA evidence appears to confirm Philippine police killed a top militant during a raid on the southern island of Mindanao last month. Officials have insisted the militant, Zulkifli bin Hir, was killed in a January 25 police raid. The operation resulted in the deaths of more than 40 policemen and upset a fragile peace process with rebels. The UN has threatened to withdraw support for a planned Democratic Republic of Congo offensive against Rwandan rebels unless the government removes two generals accused of human rights abuses. A senior UN official says the generals Bruno Mandevo and Fall Sikabwe are listed as red generals. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.